Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hey, hi everyone. This is Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marty Greenberg, thank you so much for joining our free live teleclinic today on deleting family problems on the spot. It's based on our book, Delete on the Spot, Stress and Pain. And we're going to delete your stress and pain on the spot live today. We're going to have live callers calling in. You can see the call-in number on the screen. And so what this is all about is a live demonstration of the Yuen Method in action. And this book was number one in 5 countries, and we're so excited that you're here to experience it live.
That sounds great. We can just let people experience how to get delete their pain and stress on the spot.
The Yuen Method is a way of life. It's not something that you just do once. It's a regular, consistent improvement of your life. And so every month we're having these live streams just to, you know, give you that boost that you need on specific areas in your life. Today happens to be on family problems. And the family is so important. Dr. Yuen is going to talk a little bit about this family synergy and why that's really the root fundamentals of our life.
Oh, for sure, because you grew up in a family. Even if you're adopted, you know, that's a family. So you have to take the family into consideration at this time and space, and also your ancestors and other time and space, other virtual reality, that you have different families, experiences, that you want to take those things into consideration.
So today we're going to be taking live callers, and the problems that will be addressed is everything really relating to your family, whether that be communication problems, maybe a divorce, financial pressures, domestic abuse, maybe it has to do with betrayals, it could even be with your kids. What else, Justin?
Well, whatever you think it is not what it is.
That's
so
right. So we got to get to the real reason of your problem and find those reasons and causes and sources of your pain and stress and delete it, most importantly, on the spot. And this is different than really anything else you've probably experienced, because it's not so much talking about it. It's not touching. It's done from a distance. And what we're doing is we're just using our brain, not our mind. For all of you watching, we're going to get your mind out of the way. It's not about mental improvement or motivation or inspiration. It's more about your brain intelligence, your physical intelligence, and turning on that brain receiver and using your insight, your feeling, your perception, your intuition, your insight, getting the right answers that will solve your problems. And when we say deletion, that means it's deleting out of every cell, molecule, atom of your body. I know you probably heard the term just let it go, or if you have a problem, people tell you just let it go. But this is so much more than just letting go. Deletion is down to every cell, molecule, atom of your body. Dr. Yuen's going to talk a little bit about what is deletion for those of you who are new to the Yuen Method.
Well, deletion is really a multiple step that come together and you know, eliminate pre-independent beliefs, so forth. And you want to delete all the way down to even the empty spaces, the quantum particles, and atoms, like you mentioned, all the way up to the overall structure. So that's what we want you to experience.
So we all experience those hectic days. So we're glad you're here, and we're going to get started. But I want to let you know, if you're not someone who actually gets through on the line to us, it's okay, because as an audience, everyone on the session is going to benefit, right?
Oh, for sure. So,
so when one person gets better, we all get better. Isn't that great?
Well, if you have members of your family who have problems, it's going to affect you. So you want to improve them, whether they know you are improving them or not. Right? So instead of just thinking the best for them, you take a few more steps to strengthen their weaknesses.
So thanks again for joining us today. And it looks like we have tons of callers that are calling in. We have over 1,000 people from all over the world on this live stream. So we're going to go ahead and get started. So we'll take the first caller.
All right, 630.
630, you are on live.
Hi, my name is Mia.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Mia.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Marnie and
okay,
Dr. Yuan?
We're great. We're glad you're here today. Tell us a little bit how what we could delete for you within your family. Are you having any family problems?
Yes. Lack of discipline is one of them.
Okay, so lack of discipline?
Then, yes.
Okay, so is that lack of discipline with yourself, with your kids?
Uh-huh. With myself.
With yourself. Okay, so do you want to share a little bit about what you mean by lack of discipline?
Well, if I set a goal, let's just say I want to watch TV for an hour, and I tend to...
Okay.
Watch TV for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, so you find yourself, you only want to watch TV for an hour, but you find yourself lounging around for a couple hours more than you should be. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you think about that, that bothers you. Like you only want to do something for a certain amount of time and you find yourself slacking off.
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. is going to tune into you and get your find your real reasons and causes and sources of that problem.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And you look at your situation, when you think about discipline and your own self-discipline, it's really not a weakness there to indicate that's really the situation. So, and it's really about other things in your life that you want to be strong to. So you want to ensure that without naming each one of those things that you have to be strong to, so we strengthen you to them and then delete the cumulative effect of causing the weakness for you. And also the last thing is that you think that it's discipline when it's really not. It's really your mind. It's just influencing you more than your physical intelligence or your brain. So we just restore that evenness there or having more brain influences. Okay. Now, when you think about your situation, now what's that seem like to you? When you think about your insufficient amount of discipline that you mentioned, now what's that seem like?
I don't feel anything about it.
No, I mean, before we established a baseline, it bothers you when you don't have any discipline. Now you already forgot that you said that, right? So now when you have no discipline, you can't connect with it, right?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, so that means you improve, that's all, okay? You improve without even knowing you're improving, which is the greatest thing that could happen. It's different than before, okay? That's how you compare.
Okay.
Okay, so how did that feel when Dr. Yuan was shifting your energy and strengthening you? Is there anything you'd like to share?
I'm not feeling anything.
But when you think about it, do you feel different?
It's almost like I don't really think about it.
Yeah, well,
that's where you want to be, right? You want to be neutral, like you don't think about it. It doesn't bother you.
No, so you think about it, but it's no effect.
Right.
That's what you want.
Did you follow that? There's no effect. So when you think about it, there's no effect on you. Is that what you're saying?
And then you think you're not thinking about it because there's no effect.
Right.
So. Yeah, I don't want to dwell on it.
Yeah, that's how
exactly.
Thinking too for people.
You got it. That's exactly where you want to be.
So you receive your experience on it.
Okay, so thanks for experiencing the UN method, and I'm glad that you have it has no effect on you now.
So it's all about experience, right? You're changing your experience, and you don't think about mentally.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you
it's
for
great
calling.
To have you.
Okay, we'll take another caller.
928.
Okay, 928, you're on live.
Hi, this is Dave in Arizona.
Hey, Dave in Arizona. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, except for a couple problems, and that's why I called in. I've been reading the book and trying to work on these things myself, but this came along and sounded like a great opportunity.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, it started with financial things, and then that created a lot of stress in my life, which has put pain in my hips and legs, and I have some strange movement, too. I think it's ligaments or something. It's not really the bones, I don't think, that are moving. And I'm sitting down. It's more when I'm moving and when I'm walking or something.
Okay, so let's test that out. Can you maybe stand up and test it out while you're live on the audience?
Sure. I'll stand up.
Get a baseline. Do you feel pain in your hip?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take care of that right now. You said financial, but I don't think it doesn't feel financial as your primary weakness. Really, your primary weakness goes back to your mother and your family triad. So I'm going to strengthen your family dynamic. From you, your mother, and going back, even in past lives, actually, with motherhood. And I'm going to delete that because your family dynamics are so important that that's strong. So although you thought it was financial, I just deleted that weakness. And by doing that, I'm actually strengthening your central nervous system simultaneously. So how does that feel now? Any different?
It still hurts.
The same or different?
Might be just a little different. It's about the same strength, but it seems
okay,
like it's maybe moved a little bit.
It's moving around. Okay, so that's a different issue. But is it on the right or the left?
It's on both sides, but mostly on the left.
Mostly on the left. So can you feel it right now while you're standing?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel some trauma in there. Mostly in your lungs, though. It's not coming from your hips. And the trauma and some negative spiritual experiences, and that actually goes back to finances. So that was your secondary weakness that I just deleted in every cell, molecule, atom of your body. And there's some karma there, like you owing people, and that's the kind of energy that's in there. So when we're dealing with karma, we want to delete specific karma, whether it's direct, indirect, or partial. So I'm going to delete your karma triad. With doing that, how do you feel now?
The pain is still there, and the movement is still there, which I think creates part of the pain. And
okay, so
that's
thinking
what I was saying.
About it, thinking about it is what's causing the pain. So when you think about it, so I'm going to send your mind out of your body, and so that you have no mind, because you're not right now in a neutral state. And for those of you listening to this, it's very important. Everyone, you're neutral, because when you're not neutral, your mind will literally create pain for you. So right now, I'd like you to place your attention on your spinal cord and just say the word, no mind. Can you say that out loud to yourself, no mind?
No mind.
And place your attention on your spinal cord. And I'm actually programming that into you and everybody that's watching this for neutrality, positive, not positive, negative, not negative, neutral. And I'm deleting your mind out of your body and all the negative experiences that are relating to your hip problem are deleting, and some miasms that I feel there too. But like I said, it's specifically the thinking that's getting you. So now, how do you feel?
It's better, about
50%.
But the things are still moving, and I don't know what that is.
It's moving out of you. So what we're going to do now that, are you with me? Because I want the audience to be with you too, because it's not just you, it's everyone. I mean, our minds sabotage us 99% of the time, and it's so important that we're neutral. And that literally shifted 50% of your pain. So while you're listening, for those of you listening, pay attention to how you're feeling too, because the pain in your body is going to start to go away. Not only that, I'm going to now move into your exit portals, and I'm going to delete all the negative energy that's just stagnant and stuck, because I feel that there's like this stagnation in your body, and it's been there for years. So let's delete that down out the bottom of your feet. So I want you to place your attention on your spinal cord, and I want you to just imagine, just for a quick second, less than a second, all the energy going down and out the bottom of your feet. And that really had to do with your father influences, and it just really felt stuck and stagnated. So now, do you feel more open and light? Even in all your vertebrae and the energy just flowing in your body with ease, do you feel that flow of energy now?
I'm feeling some more energy, yes.
Okay, good, because I'm trying to open up your energy just really quickly for you, that you're feeling it slow, because there's things in your life that you're not moving forward with, and that's getting stuck in your head. When you think about, I'm going to change your future right now. How does that sound? When you think about your future, what is it in your life right now that is stopping you? Because there's something you want to do that you're not doing. Do you feel that? There's
yes.
something that you're really holding back on. And there's some grief there. And it's time that you step forward and take that automatic action. So let's get rid of those blocks for you. I'm doing it right now as we speak. When you think about your future and taking that action now, does that feel strong? You don't even have to verbalize what that was, but I'm feeling it with you right now. So did you feel that?
I felt something, yeah.
You felt something. I know you got to be feeling this because it's potent and it's there and it's coming right at you. And I'm deleting your block just like fire, like just laser focused right on I'm deleting. So now whatever action you take into your future, we're literally changing your future. This isn't about, you know, it's about directing your future, but more importantly, removing those blocks before you get to your future. So now you automatically take that action in your life. Because before, it's just you weren't taking action, and that's what was really, really holding you back. So
now, will this help me to walk, too?
Sure.
Will this help me to walk? Because I wasn't able to. I haven't been able to.
Absolutely. When you start removing these blocks, you'll walk better, you'll run better, your central nervous system will be functioning better, all your physical organs will be flowing with you know, no stagnation blockage. How do you feel? Is the pain gone?
Well, I feel lighter.
Right, you feel lighter.
The pain's still there.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's lessened. It's still pain there, but it's less than it was.
It's different. Okay, so you know what's really holding you? When you think about the time factor and that it's going to be gone on the spot, actually, fast, things that are fast, you're weak to. So can you imagine that? It's hard to believe, right? I mean, things that actually are fast in your life weaken you. So I need to strengthen you so that things that are fast, you're strong to. How does that feel now?
That feels better.
That feels better. So did you follow that? I mean, you were literally, if you're weak to getting better fast, it doesn't matter what you do, it's not going to happen. You could go see anyone or get therapy from anyone, and it's not going to happen because that was your block. You delete that, no matter what you do now, it'll actually
be faster.
Yeah. What do you feel about that?
Good.
That's right.
Good, I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it. But most importantly, is your pain gone? And when you stand up and walk around, you're feeling better?
It's feeling better, but there's still pain. And
not the thing about it, just body. So it's just too much thought on the body.
There's a lot of thought, Dr. Nisang. There's a lot of thought energy on your body. What I want you to do, really, on a day-to-day basis, is put your attention on your midline and run that fast frequency up and down your spine and repeat to yourself mindless and empty, neutral, no mind, because that's really where it's at. That's the core fundamental principles of the UN method, is that mindless state and that you're in action mode with it all the time, 100%. So I'm strengthening you. I'm strengthening the audience to that 100% is an essential right now.
You mean it's not mindful state? Mindfulness.
Now, will this also allow my back to straighten up or allow me to stand up straight?
Yes, it's going to allow your. You feel straighter right now because I just aligned all your vertebrae.
No, I'm still bent over.
How does the energy feel in your back right now?
The energy feels like it's moving.
It's moving. It's flowing. You're getting it, and I'm feeling it. But there are a lot of blocks that we have to process for you because you're really holding yourself back. But now when you think about your future, you feel about being pain-free. How do you feel?
Well, the thought of it feels great.
Okay. Well, that was step number one. So we got to make
sure
to that first. Okay, so you'll continue to improve. Listen to the rest of the call, and you'll, you know, as we improve others, you'll improve with them. So stay on the rest of the call and feel the energy flowing through the rest of the call, and let us know in the chat how you're feeling at the end. Sound good?
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us live today. Okay, a lot of blocks are releasing, and I see a lot of chat coming in. So we're going to take some more callers. I see a lot of people here that are saying, you know, you're improving with us. Let us know. I mean, if you're feeling these shifts, let us know. I got the computer here in the live chat, and I'm reading along with you. For specific problems, you know, like I said, you'll feel better as the stream continues. And we also, if you click in the admin, there's a few links there. We do have, if you want to learn how to do this, which everybody can, you can go ahead and click that link for our next course as well as our next 5-week teleclinic. Okay, we'll take some more callers.
All right, 317.
317, you're on live.
Hi. Today I had to make some very big decisions for my family financially and physically moving. And I was noticing that I was having trouble committing to a decision. And then I realized that the longer I thought about it, the more my back hurt. And I didn't know if there was any correlation there.
I'm being worried about. Your decision is about finances?
Yeah, I had to make some big decisions about finances and moving, physically moving to another state.
Okay, so there's some worry there, and there is a lot of family energy in the internal dynamics of your home. And it's really important when you go through a move that you delete all the energy where you're at now, because when you move homes, that energy will follow you. So right now, I'm going to delete all the energy inside your home, kind of feng shui that energy out of your home and delete all the weaknesses I feel, because there's some negative spiritual experiences there. And I do feel the dynamics with your family in general. So I'm going to delete all your family dynamics within the home. So I'm kind of deleting that as well. And for finances, there's some energy in your stomach. It's just like this worry feeling. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the root cause of why. And it's more on a psychic level that I pick up. It's like you're picking up on other people's thoughts. So it's the negative thinking and other people's thoughts that are weakening you. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that right now. How do you feel now when you think about that? The same or different?
I feel a little bit better.
You feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
So that's what we want. We want it to have no effect on you. When you think about moving, it doesn't have any effect on you.
I feel more calm about moving.
Right. That's the perfect word, calm, and that's where we want you. And so for those of you listening, that's where you really want to be. You want to be in a calm state where you don't have any of that anxiety or negative emotions, because I just deleted that out of you. Is there anything else you're concerned about?
Well, my back still hurts.
Okay. Where in your back do you...
It's on the middle to lower right-hand side.
The middle to lower right-hand side. Okay, so there's some sibling energy there that I'm feeling. I'm going to delete that. And actually, there's some trauma, and it goes back to when you were like 4 or 5 years old. And the moving does trigger that, and other moves and past life moves. So I just deleted that. Do you still feel the pain, or is there a change?
There's definitely a change.
Okay, so
the last thing that I wanted to ask you was ADHD has been trouble to our family for generations. ADHD. My kids and just myself, my mother, you know, it's just been, I've watched it through generations. Is there anything that you can help with that? Because it's with my kids' schooling and jobs, things like that has affected that.
So right now, what the biggest effect is your kids with school? You're concerned about them?
Getting through school, doing well, you know, keeping the grades up, studying for tests, you know, just procrastinating. Okay, there you go. Procrastinating, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you. When you think about, you know, ADD, ADHD from your family, it's really coming from too much mind indulging on it. So we remove your mind specifically from the brain and from the rest of the central nervous system, and then from the rest of your body, and then bring up your brain, your physical intelligence. Now, when you think about what you said about ADHD and all that that you brought up, now what's that seem like compared before?
It feels clearer, you know, like
okay.
In my head is, well, there's energy going on in my head.
There's a lot of energy.
Well, you want your brain to be activated, that's
for
sure, right?
We're turning on your brain receiver. So for all of you listening to this, it's really your brain that we're activating. And
people are so, you know, not used to not having a mind, right? So they always want the mind there, but the mind is actually sabotaging.
The mind sabotages you. So we're going to turn on everybody's brain receiver. It's already It's already done. If you're on the stream, it's
already
done.
Oh, you're fast. Okay, all right.
So you feel the energy flowing? If you guys feel the energy flowing, write to us right now because I'm looking at the chat, and I want to make sure that everybody's feeling this. But is there any other concerns you have about your kids? I mean, because really the ancestors, we're deleting all the ancestor effects too because you said it runs in the family, and there is some karma there with your ancestors.
Well, you know, all the ancestors, they use their mind too. So
all the ancestors that use their mind.
So
well, you hit it, Marley, on the nose because there is a sibling that caused a lot of trouble and has, she isolated herself away from the family, which my mom is now having neck problems. So you said sibling, that was exactly
yeah,
what happened.
Yeah, it's deleted now. Not only that, the best part about the end of it is when you get rid of your own pain and your sibling's pain, that I guarantee you, go call your sister, call your mother, their pain will also be gone. And that's why
wow.
we put this course together that's coming up in July about the family, because literally, when you start working on yourself, your whole family starts to change, and it happens vicariously. So by you calling in today, you're literally, you directed your entire family and all the female lines and your kids to improving their future. Isn't that great?
Thank you very, very, very much. I really appreciate it.
That's great. Continue with us. We have live streams every month. We have programs coming up, so definitely continue. You're really open to this. It was wonderful talking with you today.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you
for sharing. Thank you.
Okay, so keep writing in. I'm reading on the chat. A lot of people in the chat are saying that they're feeling some financial stagnation. So, Dr. Yoon, you want to talk a little bit? Let's delete everybody's financial concerns because a few people are saying that. So this group, what do you feel with this group financially?
Well, financially, it should come from the ancestors that they always think about saving. If you talk about stagnation, saving is actually, we always think saving is such a great thing, but it actually generates stagnation of money.
So stagnation of money actually causes physical pain.
All kinds of things, right? So the stagnation of money is a new disease.
So we want to delete all the stagnation of
everyone. Well, it's not really a new disease. It's been around, but it's recognized for us.
Money's got a flow.
Well, it's all around the whole planet. So
giving and receiving. So we're strengthening everyone right now for giving and receiving and loving what they do in life and just having the strength behind it because that's really where it's at. Okay, so we're going to take some more live callers, but like I said, let us know how you're feeling in the chat so we can gauge you. Okay.
All right, 786.
786, you are on live.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you.
Good. That's great to hear you today. What's your name?
My name is Esther.
Esther. Okay, how can we help you today, Esther?
The reason for my call is insomnia, falling asleep, and this impacts me and four other sisters. And we all have to take, you know, over-the-counter pills or prescribed pills for falling asleep. And I'm wondering if you can provide some directions for us.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do, we're going to tune into that right now for you. And at nighttime, it affects you as a family because actually you were all related in a past life together, and in the middle of the night there was like an ambush, and I feel there's a lot of trauma there, and it was an unexpected, you know what an ambush, like it's something that happens unexpectedly. There was a lot of trauma and killing, and so you feel that there's like this alertness that has to happen at night because if you fall asleep, something's going to happen to you, and that's not good. So that may or may not make conscious sense to you because this actually was from a past life, and that's what I pick up. So I'm going to delete that in every cell, molecule, and atom in your body. and you're storing it mostly, I would say, in your back area and your lower back and your kidneys, there's some energy there that's stagnated from that. I'm going to push that down and out the bottom of your feet and delete it within you and your sisters. So when you think about sleeping, how does that make you feel now? Do you feel a change as I just did that in your physical body?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. I went down from a 9 to about a 6.
Okay, good. You went from a 9 to a 6. Well, let's get that 6 down to a 0, minus infinity, so that you don't feel it. And I do feel that descendants, there's a weakness in some ancestors. And actually, changing for the better, actually, we can do. And I know you're going to say, what? Changing for the better? We can do, but let me tell you something. I tune into you, and there is a block there. So we need to go ahead and delete that block so that changing for the better, you are strong with that. Does that resonate with you at all? Like, you actually
Yes, actually.
So I'm strengthening you so that you're accepting this. And that's really important for everyone on this live stream, that you're going to accept all these block removals, because you got to be strong to accepting it. So you are now, your family dynamics feel really strong. And also your sisters. But what's so interesting, there's one more thing I pick up, is that I know you all the sisters feel it, but I actually feel a brother weakness. And there's some male energy. That goes back to a past life also. So I'm going to delete any negative spiritual experience. Because let me tell you something. From past lives, whether you believe in it or not, that memory sticks in your spirit. And we have to tune into your spirit and delete that specifically in your spirit, because there's three places you can hold memories: in your mind, in your body, and your spirit. And you have to be specific where those memories are, or you're not going to delete them 100%. But did you follow that? I deleted those in your spirit. It wasn't in your physical body, but in your spirit. So that's gone now. How did that make you feel?
Oh, that feels wonderful. Thank you.
You felt the change? I'm so glad. You're
yes.
very open. Have you taken any classes before?
No, but I was listening in the live stream, last call.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was on that call listening to the correction.
Okay.
And
great,
then one
great.
Other question.
Sure.
Do you pick up any energy with our breathing, with our oxygen, myself and my sisters?
No, I don't feel anything with your oxygen, but what I did delete in you, in the past life when you were ambushed and I felt that trauma, there was kind of like smoke all around when that happened. It's almost like a bomb went off, and it was all smoky, and you couldn't breathe good, which is interesting. But I deleted that out of you, so maybe that's why you had that question. But now when you think about that, does that still have an effect on you?
No, it's come down quite a bit.
I'd say
about a 4 now, so thank you.
Okay, well, wait, let's get that down to 0. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we're going to get, there's some residual memories I just deleted out of you. Now where are you at? Do you feel that it's down to 0 yet?
Okay, I think I'm about a 2. I'm about a 2.
Okay, no thinking. That's where, put your attention on your midline and repeat to yourself,
okay.
No mind. Spiritless energy. Do you feel that? You got to really project that energy on your spine and do that on a day-to-day basis, and it will definitely direct you more strength. Did you feel a change when you did that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, good, because it's all about being neutral, and it's all about being in the no-mind state and moving forward with strength. So thank you so much for coming on. Check with your sisters. Let us know on the next live stream. You can write us in the chat. Or join us on the program. We'd love to have you in the future.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Marnie and Dr. Ewan.
Okay, keep in touch with
You're
us.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. All right, so I'm going to continue reading on some of the live stream here as we take some more callers. Definitely let us know. You're feeling the energy. Sharon says she's feeling energy in the brain. That's great, Sharon. Some other people says she sounds better, feeling energy. Feeling the shift, yes, I am. If you're not feeling the shift, what are we going to do, Doctor? We're going to change your perception. Talk a little bit about perception and how that's so important.
Oh, it's definitely important. If you can't perceive what's going on or see what's going on, well, perception is actually faster just feeling for it.
And you want that to be complete and not to be distorted. So that way, when things change, you can actually perceive it the next second or so. Otherwise, other things come in and change the whole dynamics.
So it's really, you want to be strong for perception and feeling that change. Change, no change, perception, no perception, and neutral. So it's all about that neutrality and speeding up your perception. So for those of you who are listening, pay attention to how you're feeling now and let us know if you felt that shift. Okay, we'll take another caller.
Okay,
450. 450, you're on live. 450, you're on live. Okay, we'll take another caller. Hello.
Okay.
We got you. How are you doing?
620.
630. Okay, we'll take another caller. Okay, 450, you are on live.
Yes, hello.
Yes, we got you. How are you?
Okay, bonjour, Nathalie, from Montreal.
Okay, from Montreal. We're glad to have you here today.
Yes, I have some problem with, I'm kind of overwhelmed by emotion and family member criticism, judgment, and mostly emotion. And if I say neutral, I kind of have a problem with that.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen you right now for descriptions of words, because complaints and criticism and judgment, that is definitely weakening you. So that triad of description of words, I'm strengthening right now. And just by doing that and strengthening your negative emotions and deleting all that out of you, how do you feel? Do you feel a change?
Yes, I already feel better. I'm kind of stuck, though, in my body, so I can't walk.
Okay, so walking, you feel stuck. All right, let's delete the stagnation, the blockage, congestion, anything in your physical body. It doesn't feel physical to me. It feels mostly mental and spiritual. And what I mean by that, when I trace your reasons behind why you feel that you can't walk, I'm feeling mostly like it feels like a dead energy within your body, and it triggers, like, past life death experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch others pass away in a past life, that's actually carrying over to this life, and that experience is weakening you. So I'm going to delete any kind of stagnation in your body right now. So when you walk, can you maybe test that out?
I'm going to try that.
Sure, test it out and let us know if you feel the same or different.
Yeah, no, it's better, actually.
It's better. Oh, you feel lighter, too, in your voice. Everything just shifted. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
What did you feel?
Well, exactly what you said.
Okay, is there anything else that's bothering you?
It was mostly mostly that, but can you tell me how can I stay strong mostly for a long period of time, because usually it's working only for 2 hours, something like that.
In terms of what do you mean? Have you taken a class or a clinic? What's only working
Yeah,
for 2 hours?
I did, and I had some consultation already, and it lasts for 2-3 hours max usually.
Okay, so you actually have a time weakness. When you say that, I feel that letting yourself actually move into your future with strength without pain weakens you. And it's almost like a self-inflicted punishment. Not everybody has that, but if you do have that weakness, whatever you do won't, not that it doesn't work, but you're blocking yourself from actually accepting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is big thing. Yeah, it is. And I feel like like kind of a curse, something like that. If it's
okay,
possible.
So I don't feel at first. I really felt there was a strong energy that you against yourself. So I deleted that. So there's a flow now. And also for anybody on this live stream that's listening, also that you accept all these deletions and you move forward with strength, and that there's nothing blocking you, especially with time. But that's what it was. It was a time weakness.
Okay. So, thank you very much.
Yeah. So stay in touch with us and let us know. Do you have anything you'd like to share? How that felt?
I already took level 1, and I'm taking now level 9, and it's kind of really interesting, and I like it a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah, level 9 is great because it's and specifically for what you're talking about, because it goes over in your life, if you're not getting results, why is that? And if you're not part of that, you can still join it. It's going on right now. It's every Tuesdays and every Thursday. If you go to unmethod.com, you can look at our events. And again, that's module 9, but it's a very, very potent module for, you know, if you're not getting results, and it's about neutrality and insight, how to have better insight. So I know you're kind of halfway through that. So by the time you're done with that, you'll really have a better experience of getting results
Thank
for
you.
Yourself. So yeah, I'm glad you're in that. Yeah, I'm so glad you're enrolled in that. And stay tuned with us next month, even that you're taking courses. Come back to our free streams because, you know, every now and then you need that boost. Keep you strong.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll take another caller. So as you're listening to this, how are you feeling in your body? I'm looking at the live stream. Let us know how you're feeling. Some people are saying we're going to take some more people. Okay, next caller.
256,
you're on live.
This is Kathy. I did not pass my acupuncture boards, and I just feel like it goes back to when I didn't study and do things like that in high school, and then my family synergy at the time I was in school was pretty erratic and kind of still is. Could you direct with this?
Sure. So when did this happen? Was it recent?
It's recent. I paid for an extension so that I could continue to study for my biomed and for my foundations. And I've done a lot of deletions about just even traditional Chinese medicine in general. But
So, Dr. what do you feel?
Well, the situation is that your success is kind of weakened by your past failures. Okay, that's the leading weakness. So you will just ensure that the cumulative effect of all your failures in the past and also your ancestors' experiences of failures, and you actually have ancestors make other people fail on purpose, so they have a karma of doing that. So we're just going to remove it from the ancestors and then ask you the question again, how you think about your success with your, you know, taking your board again now. What's that seem like compared to before?
It feels very much better because of when you said that about the karma, the ancestors making a person fail. You know, I've been able to see glimpses of that within my other siblings of, you know, the way they're looking at the other siblings.
Well, since you brought up your sibling, we might as well resolve their experiences coming from their ancestors, too, so, and their connection with it. Now, when you think about your sibling, you know, you could perceive them better now?
I can see them better,
yes. Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Is there anything you'd like to share with our audience? I mean, I know you said you studied acupuncture, so, I mean, the UN method goes hand in hand. I mean, you don't need needles, and you really don't need to study, which is interesting. You just come, and it really goes hand in hand, though. Have you taken a course with that, UN?
I've not taken the course, but I bought two of the books, and I've been using the system. I've worked with these sorts of things for quite some time, so it's like a natural occurrence for me
in terms of...
And then, I mean, it's opened. It's just opened up my brain. I've been working on my vision, and I've increased my vision. I'm nearsighted and farsighted, and astigmatism and things like that.
You're an advanced practitioner, so keep going and come and take a class with us. We'd love it. I mean, it goes hand in hand. It'll be very, very easy for you, and you don't have to study, and there's no test. but a lot of acupuncturists. I mean, hundreds of thousands of them across the globe. We've had a lot of them, and they love it. So it's good talking to you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Be well. Thank you. Okay. We're going to take another live caller. And for those of you who have questions, we will be answering some questions at the end, so stay tuned for more. If you do like this, though, and you like the experience of this and what's taking place, Dr. Yoon does have a 5-week clinic, and I see some people that are asking about it. And it is 5 weeks. It's in July. We have these regularly. So if you do want to participate, you can actually, when you register, you get membership access. And every week for 5 weeks, you can submit an issue, just like, you know, you're talking to us now. And Dr. Yoon will evaluate and reevaluate. And it's very powerful because it's over 5 weeks. Do you have anything you'd like to say about your clinic?
No, sure. If you consistently look at the situation that you've been struggling with for straight weeks, it'll be a lot better just, you know, once in a while. So it's consistently every week, and that would be a good thing. And if somebody really have things that really affect them so much, they may want to, let's say, do a private consultation and then take the 5 week, or the, doing the opposite, because a private consultation also takes into consideration, you know, your family and everybody else, not just you, right? So the private consultation is not just the individual, it's everything that pertains to their life.
So the private consultations are 25 minutes, and you can find that on unmethod.com/consultations. And all the information is on the website to have an appointment with Dr. Yoon, followed by a 5-week clinic is always good, because if you are suffering from something chronic, like I said, the Yoon method isn't something that you just do once. So we offer these programs so you can participate on a regular basis. And we also have an upcoming course. So if you love what you see and you want to learn it and be able to do this on yourself and your family, your friends, your clients, definitely check it out. You can click on the link right there, and I'll give you all the details for our upcoming calendar in July.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to take some more callers, though.
All right. 954.
954.
Hello?
Hello, 954. You're on live. How you doing?
Yes, hi. This is, good night, Dr. Yuing and Mani. How are you guys?
Yes, we're good. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling to fix the family dynamics between my father and myself, and maybe any ancestral bad karma that's actually stopping me from being more financially well off now.
Okay, so when you think about your finances that we can do, does that cause you trouble when you think about your finances?
Yes, because sometimes to meet bills, it's, you know, it gives you a little bit of stress.
Okay, so you feel stressed with your finances. What is it that you do right now professionally in your life?
I work at Home Depot.
Okay, and I feel some stagnation there. Like you really don't like it. Is that, I'm feeling that it's just not fulfilling anymore for you, and there's some blocks there from the dynamics actually at your workplace. So I'm deleting the dynamics at where you work and the people that you work with, most importantly, because let me tell you, the people that you work with are like your family. So it's an extension of your family, and you got to have strength there. Otherwise, that's going to cause you some pain in your life. So I'm strengthening you for those dynamics at work and everybody that you work with. How do you feel now when you think about your finances and work? And did you feel a shift as I did that?
Well, there was something that moved on the left side of me, more to the stomach area. So there was some anxiousness that kind of came out from there.
Okay, good, good. And did you resonate with anything that I said with the people at work? When you think about the people at work, how does
that, I mean, that is surprising. I didn't feel like there had any kind of animosity or anything to people at work or vice versa.
But that's interesting, because Dr. Yoon and I, we bypass your conscious mind. And when we find the real root cause and the real reason, you're consciously, you're not aware of it because it lies buried deeper in your unconscious. And so that's what I thought. The karma's there that were, you know, you're blindsided by. And you may like them, you may get along with them, but, you know, on a deeper level, you're testing, your energy is weak to them. So, and that goes back to your ancestors and karma and indirect karma that carries over. So I deleted that, but you're feeling different in your body?
Yes, actually.
Okay. And when you think about your finances, what I'm going to do now, though, is one more strengthening. When you think about your future and think about abundance, prosperity, having a lot of money, just place your thought on that. And for everyone on this live stream, think about abundance and prosperity. Okay, anything that's weakening you to that, I'm going to delete because I do feel some relationship energy there that's weakening you. Past relationships, sibling relationships, any relationships at all that I feel weak, I'm deleting out. And so that you move into the future, you automatically attract money. And it's like, it's all around you, money. It's like, but you got to be strong to, you know, attracting it, and it's got to work both ways there. Do you feel that now when you think about your future?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I feel a warmth actually opening up in your heart area. Do you feel that?
Just a little bit below the heart area, yes.
Because I'm feeling your energy flowing all the way from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And I didn't feel that when you first got on the phone.
No, did not.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to share? I feel like, you know, what you called your father issue and work and finances, that's all strong for you now.
Yes, it does. I mean, it did actually change greatly, actually, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you so much for joining us, and keep us posted on your success.
Yes, thank you very much. Good night.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Well,
great job, Marnie.
All right, we're having fun here, deleting everybody's stress and pain. We're not on this planet to suffer, by all means.
Well, anyone could do what we could do.
Live a great life, for sure. Talk a little bit about your course coming up. Anybody can do this.
Yeah, anyone could do it. So it's not about learning or memorizing. It's just downloading the information, and we make sure it would download completely and perfectly for everyone that participates.
So a lot of people are asking, how is the UN method different than other modalities of healing?
It's based on science of technology, engineering, science, and technology, and also based on the immediate results that practitioners or in other healing modalities, so to speak, they still do healing, so it's kind of behind the times, so this is a lot faster. And also, this is also a new psychology. We are number one in psychology in Amazon, so we want to be able to say something about psychology, not saying it, but actually show that all those psychological problems that people have, you could just resolve them, and you could resolve it the same way that we direct you to resolve it for people, yourself, your family members, and mostly family members than yourself, because if you have the problem, it's kind of distracting if you have, you know, psychological problems, try to resolve it yourself, unless it's kind of not that, you know, distracting.
Okay, so it's the UN method, like I said, it's a way of life, and it is the science of immediate results. And, you know, are you feeling this? I'm looking at the chat right now. We do have some things coming in, but talk to us. Let us know how you're feeling. I'm going to read a few things off the chat that Jill said. Can we work on trusting our decision-making, all family members?
Well, the word trust itself, it just really a misinterpretation. So let's ensure that the misinterpretation of trust kind of bring up other misinterpretations. And even if you don't have any since you've been here, you just kind of allow other people misinterpretation affecting you. So that's what changed the situation.
Okay, so we're going to take another live caller.
All right.
Okay, so he's bringing up the live caller. We're going to discuss a little bit about the specifics of the UN method and why it gets such fast results. And I think that's a pretty common question is, how does the UN method get such fast results? I mean, what is it that you're really doing? I know today is more about a live demonstration, and we're just talking and deleting that people are feeling better. But I know a lot of you are wondering, how is this possible? What are you doing to get yourself so fast?
You constantly, you know, keep up with the changes in the world and in the universe, and also increase the speed. Because you want to be strong with the universal speed. You know, most people are not even fast enough to connect with the speed of the planet. And the planet.
So we're going to make everyone at the speed of the planet.
Yeah,
that's a key. That's really a key.
But that's the beginning, right?
That's the beginning.
you want to be just as fast as the quantum particles in your body. And the quantum particles in your body make you faster. So there has to be a connection there to be strong.
for that to maintain itself better and better as you know, progress into the future.
So it's all about speed, you know. We don't want to be slow, and a lot of techniques that are there.
Oh, they purposely slow
it
down,
takes maybe
right?
three to five treatments, but with the Ewan method,
they even speak slow. So
it's faster. It's definitely something where, you know, you want immediate results, and that's what this is all
about.
Well,
even if we're fast, we're not fast enough, right? So
you can always get faster.
Right, we want to go beyond
that. Faster than it's ever been. I mean, 10 years ago, you know, you're always advancing, and that's the best thing about Dr. Ewan and all of his courses. So for those of you who are advanced practitioners, and I know there's some of our certified instructors that join these streams, you know, we're always advancing. And
right.
Every single course Dr. Ewan does is different. You'll always
see. It's a constant update.
It's a constant updating your operating system.
It's just
that
when you have a computer, you're constantly updating, so you would keep up the speed of changes and that surrounds you in the world and the rest of the universe.
And just like the smartphones, you keep going to the next version.
Yeah, you should know. So.
You're always updating, always updating. Okay, so keep updated. And, you know, if you want to, our certified, we do have a certified practitioner directory that's on our website, too. We have certified instructors around the globe who are amazing. And all the official ones are listed there. So make sure when you do look at them, they are our official instructors. They're amazing. And they stay connected to Dr. Ewan on a regular basis. And they're always, you know, updating. I mean, Dr. Ewan now, I mean, you're so different than you were even 15 years ago. I mean, I've been with Dr. Ewan for, what, over around 20 years now, and it's just crescendo. It's just always, it's just amazing the speed at which this is accelerating exponentially. So stay with us. We'll take one more caller.
All right, 415.
415, you're online. 415, you're online. Okay, we'll take another caller.
404,
you're on live.
Oh, hello?
Yes, you are on live.
Oh,
how can we help you?
I was just listening, but yes. Oh, yeah, this is Marcus. How you doing?
Mark, how you doing? Where are you from?
Atlanta.
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
All right,
okay.
We know more.
Yeah.
Mark, how you doing? Have you experienced any changes, Mark?
Oh, I definitely feel the change.
How have you been doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I definitely feel the changes. This is a very powerful teleseminar tonight.
Okay, great. What are you feeling? You want to share anything with our audience?
I'd love
to hear.
Different shifts. You know, I feel a lot calmer, you know, than I was before the call started. So I definitely feel the shifts.
Okay.
But I do have a question, too, about family. I want to strengthen that family triad also.
Okay, what's troubling you within your family?
Finances and things of that nature.
Okay, so right when you said that, I felt the energy in your heart, actually, on the left side. I'm going to strengthen that. And there's some fighting. It's like turbulence is what I pick up on. So I'm going to delete any, and this is for everybody listening in the stream, because if you have any kind of fighting or arguments within your family household, that's must be deleted out. So we're going to delete all arguments and fighting.
Well, they don't know what they're fighting or arguing
fighting
about.
Right, and why are they fighting and arguing? What is it caused by that?
You know, basically, the whole internal dynamic is just weak, and they don't know why they feel this weakness there. Then they start blaming each other for the weakness. But it's just the internal dynamic that's weak, so you just change that in a second or two, right? So...
So if you feel a lot of fighting energy or arguments,
well, we could just ask Mark what that team what he thinks about the family now.
You feel different, Mark?
Yes, it feels a lot calmer.
Right, because the internal dynamic has become. I'm talking about you with the other members of your family, and if you think you're arguing over money and all the other things, but you're not arguing about anything. It's the weakness that's inside. I thought.
Okay.
You find that interesting?
Oh, definitely, because I couldn't really find out what was really going on. No, I thought it was finances, but I really didn't know.
Well,
yeah.
Now when you think about finances, it doesn't come up, right?
Right.
It doesn't come up, right, finances?
Right, yeah, it doesn't come up.
Right, so see, when you make a mistake and think it's finances, you make your condition like 1,000 times worse, right? In your case.
Right.
Now you got
but yeah, it feels a lot stronger now.
You're following it. I know you're feeling
right.
The energy. You're,
the wrong answer makes the problem worse, right? So
You pay a lot of money to experts, and they always get you the wrong answer because they're not used to the idea that you get immediate results.
Right.
How does that feel, Mark?
It feels much better, much better.
Well, that's great.
It's because it's never what you think it is, like Dr. Nelly says. I mean, we're bypassing your conscious. Your conscious mind will never figure out. In fact, your conscious mind stays stuck in these vicious cycles and the fighting and the arguing, and you don't even realize that it's just really, like Dr. Nelly said, the internal dynamic. And so if that sounds like you, then go ahead, delete those internal dynamics, and wow, calm, no fighting.
We're going to strengthen everyone's family's internal dynamics.
Okay, so let's do it for the whole audience.
And the boundary to keep the internal dynamic intact. So that's easy enough, right?
Okay, it's simple. The Yun method is simple. It's a simple way of living an extraordinary life. So,
well, you make it simple, right? You take something complicated, you can really simple.
That's where it's at, the simplicity. All right, well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us. I'm glad you're feeling better. And it sounds like you come to a lot of the streams, so continue. You know, we want you to join us on a regular basis. Every month, join us, live, free.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we take one more caller.
All right, 917.
917, you're on live. Okay, take another caller.
720.
720. Hi, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I'm under stress right now. I quit my job today.
Wow, you quit your job. That's a big one.
I was working at a health food store, and I walked out after 11 and a half years because I'm under too much.
That's a lot. That's a big one. After 11 and a half years to just walk out and say goodbye is a big one. So I feel the stress. So let me just, before you say any more, you know, we don't want to verbalize too much. We just want to delete those emotions because there's negative emotions, negative experiences. And also your boss, there's some karma there. So I'm going to delete your boss and then moving forward in your life. That's another weakness. Like you have some fear, like what am I going to do now and what direction am I going to go? And so I feel that automatically when you think about your future now and the direction, what is it that you want to do? Think about something that you would like to do. How does that make you feel?
Stuck. I mean, I still feel stuck.
Okay. That's what I feel. So I deleted your past, but more importantly, we got to put you in the future and delete the weaknesses of moving forward. Because you feel stuck, but actually moving fast we can do. And then I feel some mother weaknesses and some sibling weaknesses. So I'm going to and male weaknesses. So I'm going to delete all of those weaknesses that I just said out of your central nervous system and activate your brain, because your mind is literally so much in your body right now that you're losing your physical intelligence. And so I'm getting your mind out of the way. So what I'd like you to do, though, as I do this, is place your attention on your midline, on your spine. And just repeat to yourself, no mind, empty, and neutral. Because you're so in this fluctuating energy field right now that there's no neutrality. So do you feel more neutral now?
I feel more neutral.
Okay, good. You feel more neutral. All right, so I deleted your past. I strengthened your future. And when you think about now, moving into the future with something that you love to do and that would bring you joy, how does that make you feel?
Calmer. I feel calmer.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear. So is there anything else that's bothering you?
Yeah, I actually called because, thank you for that, but I called because I've had an ongoing strained relationship with my twin sister. It seems like there's a lot of jealousy and anger, and where she'll, cut herself off from me for, weeks or months and not talk and then get angry at me for I don't even know what, and it just seems like there's a lot of jealousy or something, and I don't know how to resolve it.
Okay, so I don't feel jealousy, but I feel that there's a lot of critiquing and criticism and judgment, and overall just the whole description words triad, I'm going to delete that for you. And so her thinking of you, you thinking of her, and motherhood experiences and sibling experiences, I'm going to delete that out of your cells, molecules, and atoms down to negative zero, down to infinity, minus zero. Down to zero minus infinity. How does that feel for you now? When you think about your
good.
So I'm going to balance that energy out. And it's not just from this life. You've had many lifetimes with her. So I know you sometimes think it's present-day circumstances, but it goes back a long way with her. You've been in many lifetimes with her. So I'm going to delete all of that. And you owe me, I owe you. There's just some karma there. So when in doubt, there's always some karma there that needs to be deleted. What do you feel about you?
I feel there's a lot of shift there, and you strengthen the weakness really well. So that's great. Yes, there are.
Okay, so is there anything you'd like to share?
No, is there anything I can do to keep, like, you know, a relationship, like maybe get it back to where it was? Or I just feel like there's strained relationships within my family, and, you know, it just feels disconnected. So is there anything I can do to kind of bring it together?
Okay, so with her I feel strength, but are you talking about your whole family or just her?
Well, her is my sister is a big issue, but there's just strained relationships within my family.
The thing is that the weakness is really coming from you. So we just strengthen you, and everybody else connect with you. You connect with them to be so much stronger. Okay, so
okay.
Now what do you think about now? What do you think about your situation now compared with before?
I feel more in control.
Yeah. It's you don't want control. You just want to be in charge and be an expert about it and have mastery, which is you have now.
Right. Thank you.
It feels different, right? You're calmer about the situation now, right?
I'm calmer about the situation, yeah. I feel stronger about the situation.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing. Keep us posted on how you feel.
All right, thank you. Yeah, have a wonderful night.
Thank you so
much. You too.
Okay, so we're going to take one more caller, and then we'll take some questions.
All right. 773.
You're online.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hello?
I can hear you. Loud and clear. How you doing?
God, you threw me for a loop there. I had salad in my mouth.
Okay, well, you're on live. How can we help you today?
I've been suffering with finances also. It seems like the harder I work, the tougher it gets.
Okay, so what do you do right now? You say you're suffering from finances, but what is it that you do?
Construction.
Okay, and do you like it?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, so there's some stagnation there. I feel some sibling energy that I'm going to delete. And I also feel just some, it's just like a harsh energy. And it's more thinking about it. Like every day feels like a grind, like you're stuck in this daily life routine that you can't get out of. So I'm going to delete those thoughts for you so that you're open to new experiences and having new opportunities come your way. And have that choice. Because there's some part of you that's feeling like you don't feel like you have a choice. You get up every day, you're in the grind, you go to work and you do your thing, and then you're not, and then at nighttime it really like hits you. So I feel a nighttime weakness also. So I'm going to strengthen you so that you have an evenness throughout the day and to choice in doing what it is that makes you feel good. And for finances, it's not so much finances as I feel a sorrow there and negative emotions. And so I'm going to delete those negative emotions so that you attract just strength your way. How does that make you feel?
Feel good. Feel tingling in my knees.
Tingling in your knees. Okay,
I'm
opening up, I'm directing strength to your central nervous system, and I'm opening up your body channels. and your organs as I'm tuning into removing any blocks financially. But like I said, it really wasn't a financial block so much as it was a relationship. And the relationship you have with yourself is most important. So for those of you listeners, I'm going to strengthen everyone for the relationship they have with themselves. Accept themselves and to delete any negative criticisms about yourself, any judgments about yourself, anything that you feel like you're doing wrong, because we are amazing beings of light, love, and strength. And we want to delete any of those negative thoughts about ourselves because, you know, that just causes harm to us, you know, as individuals. So we want to strengthen us as individuals to, like I said, we want to turn on our brain receiver to the universe and just have download that automatic information that we need to take, you know, the next step automatically. So when I tune into you now, I feel like you're just going to make some huge shifts going forward right now. And that when you wake up, when you go to sleep tonight, you're going to feel good. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to feel a different kind of a strength in your physical body. Are you feeling what I'm feeling?
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! That's what we want to hear, a big woo-hoo. Because I'm feeling it, and you got a lot of power in you. I mean, you got a lot of you're just like this powerhouse, and we all are. You know, what's stopping us from living our great life? It's us, you know. So everyone that's listening, again, you want to delete all the blame, all the criticism, all the judgment, all the negative thinking, all the negative experiences, and just that alone was worth it to come to this free stream, because you're going to be feeling different consciously, whether you consciously realize it or not. And if you don't, I'm going to change your perception so that those of you who are watching this tonight, that you feel that. And you're changing your perception because it's all about perceiving it quickly, like Dashian said, the speed of the universe. And I know you're feeling it. I felt a big woohoo. So we will end it on that note. Is there anything you'd like to share? What's that big woohoo?
No.
What was the energy behind that? Do you want to share some of that?
Well, I'm feeling energy going up my back. And up to, like, my lower part of my cranium.
Oh, great. That's what I want to hear. All the energy up your back to your cranium. And I feel your energy flowing. And, in fact, I feel everybody on the stream. We can tune into all of you. And you feel the energy flowing, Dustin?
No.
I feel your energy flowing. Let's give some to the audience.
Hard to have your own room. So, okay, since you asked.
Ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You feel that? You can see us? Can you see us right now?
Oh, yeah. I can feel it.
All right. We're sending you the energy. I know you can feel it. It's not limited by distance, and it's very powerful and potent. So thank you so much. Hopefully you'll join one of our courses or clinics or come on some more free streams and continue to live a great life and strengthen yourself on a regular basis.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's the only way to live. That's
right.
Okay. Life. Thank you so much. All right. So it's getting around to the end of our stream, but I see a lot of you wrote in. So we thank you for sharing your comments. We thank you for writing in. Thank you so much for being part of this tonight. We do have a few announcements. I want to let you know that the summer is here, and it's the best part to integrate your family is in the summer, Dr. Nelly says. Take some summer time, strengthen you as an individual, strengthen the synergy of your family. And we put together the most amazing course that's coming up in July. It's all about family synergy and strengthening your family. And there's two different ways you can go with the Yuen Method. If you like what you saw tonight, like I said, you can join a 5-week teleclinic. And what that is if you have specific areas of your life and your family that you want a done-for-you service, you want a doctor to just tune into and do it and get rid of it and delete it for you, that is for you. If you want to learn how to do it, then I highly suggest you come to a course because you can learn how to do this really simply and apply it to yourself, your friends, your family, your loved ones, clients. You know, if you're already in the healthcare business or you're a life coach or you're in the business improving people's lives, it will just exponentially take you to a whole different dimension when you implement this with clients, because what used to take you a whole bunch of treatments to get someone better will be on the spot, just like our book, Delete on the Spot, Justin Page. So if you want more information about our course and our clinic, you can go ahead, either go to unmethod.com and look at our event calendar, or you can just click on the links right there on the page. One will take you to the July course, and one will take you to the clinic. And again, if you want a personal one-on-one consultation, we do offer that. You can go to consultations But again, if you do a personal consultation, I do recommend the 5-week clinic along with it, because it's not something that you just do once, especially if you have chronic family stuff that's been going on a long time. It's good to have that, you know, one-on-one
consultation. Countless stuff, right?
Countless stuff.
Numbers.
It's your whole life, past life, future life. The past
other family members.
Yeah, and so I just want to talk a little bit about how the family can affect you, you know, whether it's your siblings, your parents, your grandparents.
Well, you affect them too, so it goes both ways.
And so what happens when your family is in synergy and you're integrated? What is that about? How is the unit method different when it comes to family? I mean, it's literally...
Well, you go in there and just change the internal dynamics and we establish boundaries strong and for the external, internal boundaries. It's not like keeping other people away from you, that kind of boundary, but the boundary to everybody integrate with each other synergistically and strengthen each other.
Right, and you want to change things before it becomes out of control. I mean, it's really about also preventing things from happening. And even if you
stop it. You don't need to prevent it. Prevent it is such a slow process.
It's a new definition of family, and it's an all new class, you know, understanding, you know, more how it functions. The complete family and karma resolution.
Yeah, having better family.
And a better family. And there's a lot of karma. Dr. King goes into all
of make
the,
that happen.
Yeah, like partial karma, indirect karma, all the different kinds of karma, and how to recognize it, and more importantly, get to the root of it and delete it. And like I said, you can be storing memories in your mind, your body, your spirit, and it's really important to pinpoint where the memories are and to delete it on every level of your being so that you move forward without pain, without illness, without limitations. That's what the UN method is all about. So
when you pinpoint it, exactly what it is, will just resolve it for you. You don't have to do anything about it.
And you find the right answer, it's gone.
That's right.
It gets so fast that, you know, it's the way of life. I do this every single day. And it's amazing. So join us. We will be doing more live streams for free. Check out our website. Stay posted. And we'll see you on the next live stream, hopefully for sure. And maybe even in a course or a clinic, right? We'd love for you to join us. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.